Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Mem. We left off in Daf Lamed Tesem and Beis. Let's backtrack a little bit because we were rushing a little bit at the end, as we normally do, and we were discussing the concept of Modeh B'Miktzas and what exactly you need. The major machlokas about Modeh B'Miktzas was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether we know that there are certain minimums of monetary value in order to be Chayav Shavuos Modeh B'Miktzas. We know that the Taina has to be Shtei Kesef, the Mishnah says, and the Kfira has to be at least and that the Hoda'ah rather has to be at least Shavar Pruta. Question is, when it says Hataina Shtei Kesef, what does it mean Hataina Shtei Kesef? Does it mean the original Taina itself has to be a total of Shtei Kesef and then the Hoda'ah Shavar Pruta from that Shtei Kesef and that's enough? That is the Shita of Shmuel? Or no, maybe we say like Rav, who says that it's not that the Taina itself has to be Shtei Kesef, the Kfiras Hataina has to be Shtei Kesef, which means that the original Taina would have had to have been Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta, so that there's enough room within the original Taina for me to deny Shtei Kesef and admit to a Pruta. They have a Kfiras Hataina of Shtei Kesef and Odav a Pruta. So the Gemara had said that the Mishnah, even though when we read the Mishnah it sounded more like Shmuel, the Gemara says the Mishnah is more Meduyak according to Rav, and the Psukim are more Meduyak according to Shmuel. How are the Psukim more Meduyak according to Shmuel? Because the Pasuk says, Ki yite nishal reo kesef akelim lishmar, so we darshin. It says you give somebody kesef or kelim. What's the comparison between kesef and kelim? So we darshin, just like kelim is shnayim, af kesef shnayim. Just like when we talk about giving kelim, kelim by definition means two, because it's a plural word. Kli would be one, kelim is two. In fact, the only bracha that we alter the text of the bracha based on numbers, based on how many times you're doing the mitzvah, is tvilas kli or tvilas kelim. And when it comes to a singular kli, you make al tvilas kli, and multiple, it's al tvilas kelim. So kelim, by definition, obviously, in the Hebrew language, is plural. So too, kesef is plural. And we also darshan something about kelim from kesef. Just like kesef is a davar chashuv, af, not kelim, but rather kol davar chashuv. That the whole parsha only applies when you're dealing with a davar chashuv. That, okay, so anything else that you give the guy has to at least be a davar chashuv in order to be mechayev shvuah. But the pasuk says ki hu zeh, and since it says ki hu zeh, it sounds the shvuah is only coming when you're moda on miktsas of this. Miktsas of what? Of shtayim. Of shtayim what? Shtei kesef. So you see, if I'm moda in miktsas of shtei kesef, that's what I'm mechayev shvuah, which implies that the entire taina was only shtei kesef, not that the kfiras ataina was shtei kesef. So that's how the pasuk implies like Shmuel. The pasuk, the implication of the pasuk is like Shmuel. So now the Gemara is getting into how is Rav going to deal with the pasuk if, after all, the pasuk seems to say ki uzeh, that you're being moda on part of the shtei kesef. So we read it yesterday, we'll read it again about 10 lines before the lines get wide. V'rav ha'umi ba'ilei lo'odah b'miksas ha'tayna. Rav says, no, I need that ki hu zed. That's needed to tell me that the shvua is only going to be chayiv when you're moda b'miksas. Meaning ki hu zed, meaning I'm moda on this, but not on everything. The idea but really the hoda'ah is aside from the kfira, meaning the kfira has to be shtei kesef also. The words ki hu zed are just telling me the concept of moda b'miktsas. Ushmuel ksiv hu ksiv zeh. And Shmuel says, no, there are two words in the pasuk. There's hu and there's zeh. The kafar b'miktsas v'aldi b'miktsas chayiv. So one is to teach me that if you're kafar b'miktsas and hoda b'miktsas you're chayiv, and the other is to tell me that the hoda'ah comes from the total of shtei kesef, like Shmuel said. V'rav, and Rav would say, no, chad lo'oda b'miktsas ha'tayna, v'chad lo'oda mimin ha'tayna. When it comes to moda b'miktsas, there are two halachas. There's a halacha that you have to be moda b'miktsas in order to be chayav v'shvua, but also we learned in our Mishnah, you have to be moda mimin ha'tayna. You have to be moda the same type of thing that he's asking you for. If you're moda on something else, so then it's not going to be chayav. Shmuel would say, yeah, you're right. One is to teach me moda b'miktsas, one is to teach me moda b'min ha'tayna, but lav mimele sham mina d'chas shal ha'tayna. But granted, what each word is coming to teach me is about Modim Mitzvahs, about Modim Minataina, but just the way the Pasuk sets up the case. So you see that the case is that that Chasra Lataina Rishona, as Rashi says, that that you no longer have a Kfira of Shtei Kesef. Because the way the Pasuk sets up the case is he's making a Taina of Shtei Kesef, and you're being Modim Mitzvahs of that. So mainly you see, you don't need a special Reboy in the Pasuk. The case of the Pasuk is a guy asks for Shtei Kesef, you're Modim part of it, you deny part of it, so you see that the total taina doesn't have to be shtei kesef plus a pruta and your kofer in shtei kesef. No, your kofer in at least a pruta from amongst the original taina of shtei kesef. Ella, so possibility number two of how does Rav deal with the pasuk? Ella amel charav kesef ki asa meikara l'kfiruhu da'asa. He says, now we're misunderstanding the pasuk. You read the pasuk Shmuel to say ki teinishal re'ehu kesef, when a man gives to his friend kesef, and you understood that that's the taina, that the taina is kesef. He says, no, that's not. When the pasuk initially uses the word kesef, it's not talking about the taina. It's talking about the kfiras ataina, that the kfiras ataina is kesef. Dim kein lichtov rachmanu ki teinishal re'ehu kelim lishmar. Because if it were really about the actual taina, then it should have said that man gives to his friend kelim vana amina, and I would say on my own ma kelim shnayim av kol shnayim, that whatever he gives to his friend, whether it be kelim kesef, doesn't make a difference, it always has to be two, because it would have used the word kelim, and I know that on my own kesef the kasef rachman alamali, why do I even need the word kesef at all? What's the word kesef adding? So I may know in the taina tonight when in the kfira. So if the word kesef is not about the taina, the word kesef must be about the kfira. So that's how Rav says pasuk pshat and pasuk kesef means kfira sataina, it has to be shtei kesef. Ushmuel amalach, and Shmuel would respond, no, yikas rachman kelim, what's the whole premise of your argument? That the pasuk could have just used the word kelim and never even mentioned kesef to begin with. What if the pasuk would have done that? If it would have mentioned kelim, velo kasef kesef, and it never would have said kesef. Hava amina mak kelim shnayim av kol shnayim. I would say, yeah, that just like kelim has to be two, so whenever you have a taina and there's a modim mitzvahs case, he has to be tainaing two, he has to be claiming two things, but where would I know that you need a davar chashuv? That's derived from the fact that it says kesef. So I would think you wouldn't need a davar chashuv, and I would think that just like by kelim, we're going to see later, that if a person makes a taina, you owe me two needles, and he says, no, I only owe you one needle, it's not such a davar chashuv. So you're chayiv, I would think that anything, anytime I ask for two anything, it doesn't really need to be a davar chashuv. So that's why, kamash milan, that's why I need the word kesef to appear in the pasuk. Fine, period. Tanan. Now we're going to try to bring Raya's back and forth to see who's right. Right? Is Rav right that the Kfira Sataina needs to be Shtei Kesef? Or Shmuel right that the Kfira Sataina just needs to be Shavu Pruta? It's the Taina that needs to be Shtei Kesef. Tanan. Shtei Kesef Yeshli Biyachu, we're in the third wide line. Shtei Kesef Yeshli Biyachu. Someone says, you owe me two Kesef. Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta. And the person responds, what do you mean I only owe you a Pruta? Potter. He's Potter in that case. Why is he Potter? Isn't that a classic modim b'miktsas? My time alav mishum dechash l'atayna v'tiyuvta d'shmuel. Isn't it because asking for two kesef isn't enough? Like Rav said, you need shtei kesef, you need a tayna of shtei kesef plus a pruta so that he could deny shtei kesef and admit to a pruta, and only then you're going to be chayv. So isn't this a raya that Rav is correct and Shmuel is incorrect? So Amalecha Shmuel, no, Shmuel will tell you the reason that you're Potter in that case, misavrit shava katani. It doesn't say I'm asking you for the value of two kesef, and you're telling me you owe me the value of a pruta. Dafka katani, I'm telling you, you owe me silver, and you're saying that no, that you only owe me copper, that you only owe me a pruta. So mashatanu lahodlo, mashahodlo lotanu. The chisaron over here is not a chisaron in, it's not a chisaron in how much we're dealing with. It's a chisaron in min hataina. We said in order to be chayiv v'shvus modim mitzvos, you need it to be me min hataina. So if I ask for silver and you tell me no, you owe me less copper, and you don't even say a word about silver, that's the chisaron. It's me min hataina. That's the chisaron. So Shmuel understands that when the Mishnah speaks about these cases of money, of kesef and pruta, the Mishnah is, this is going to be important to realize throughout the rest of the Gemara, the Mishnah is dafka katani. The Mishnah is talking about dafka, these materials. The way Rav reads the Mishnah is shave katani. That's the terminology the Gemara is going to use. The Mishnah is shave katani. The Mishnah is not talking about these materials per se the value of shtei kesef, the value of a pruta. It's not a chisaron in min ha'taina. Frak the Gemara, okay, if that's the way you want to read the Mishnah, Shmuel, that it's dafka katani ihachi ema seifa, read weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to say, shtei kesef pruta yesh l'biyadcha, if I say you owe me shtei kesef and a pruta, eilecha b'yadi el pruta, and then you respond, no, I only owe you a pruta chayiv. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. Well, I amr bishlam shave, if you want to say like Rav, that when I ask for shtei kesef and pruta, I'm asking for the value of shtei kesef and pruta, but I could care less whether it's silver, copper, or gold, whatever you want, the value of shtei kesef and pruta, and you're responding, you owe me the value of a pruta, mishum achi chayiv. I understand very well why you're chayiv. El yamr dafka, but if you say that you're asking for specifically these items, I'm my chayiv. Why should you be chayiv? Mashatanu lahodlo, mashatanu lahotanu. I asked for silver and copper. You only were moda on copper. Isn't that not me min hataina? When I ask for two different items and you only acknowledge one of them and they're different from each other, isn't that not a me min hataina? So according to Shmuel, how do you read that line of the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, who said that's not me min hataina? Shmuel holds that is called me min hataina, as long as what I admitted is something you had claimed, even though it may not be everything that you had claimed, every type of item that you claimed, but it's one of the types of items that you had claimed and asked for. So that's called Mimena Taina. Midi Utaim El Shmuel, that we're only trying to explain Shmuel now. Hamar of Nachum Nomer Shmuel, Ta'anu Chitin Usarim V'Hodol V'Achim En Chayiv. Yeah, Shmuel holds that if I ask for wheat and barley, and you say that you owe me barley, that's moda b'mitzas, and that's called me min hataina, because what you admitted is something that I had actually claimed. And hachanami mistavra, says the Gemara, it's more mistavra like Shmuel, that it's dafka katani, that when the Mishnah says, I'm asking for shtei kesef and a pruta, I'm asking specifically for those items. When I'm asking for shtei kesef, I'm asking specifically for silver. So it's mistavra like that, me the katani seifa, because the seifa goes on to say, litra zav yeshli biyadcha, that if I ask you for a litra zahav, which is a lot of money, obviously, it's worth a lot, because we're talking about gold, a significant measure of gold, ein lecha biyadi el litra kesef, and the person responds, no, I only have a litra of kesef that belongs to you, pater, you're going to be pater. So now, why are you pater? If I'm actually asking for gold, not for the monetary value of the gold, I'm asking for gold itself, and you're telling me that you owe me silver, I understand very well, Misham Hachi Pater, that's why you're Pater, because it's not me min hataina. That which I'm asking for, you're not admitting, and therefore you're going to be Pater from the Shuas Moda Mitzas. Eli Amrit Shava, but if you want to tell me like Rav, that the whole mission is just about Shava, it's about the value, and it's not about the item itself, and I'm asking for the value of a litra zav, so I'm asking for $1,000, and you're saying that you owe me the value of $800. You're not saying that you owe me silver versus gold, so then am I putter? Why should you be putter? After all, by litra kesef and litra zav, you have way more than shtei kesef. You have plenty of money there. It beats all the minimums that Rav sets about the kfiris ha-taina being shtei kesef, about the original taina being at least shtei kesef plus a pruta. You have all that. But litra tuvahavi, a litra after all, is plenty of money. So says the Gemara. So since that case has to be a case of dafka, it's the only way to make sense of it. So the reisha must also be a case of dafka, and therefore that's a raya to Shmuel. That Shmuel understood that the reason when you ask for shtei kesef and amoda or pruta, the reason why I'm pata from a shlos moda mixas is because you were asking specifically for silver, and I was moda only on copper, and therefore it wasn't me minataina. But had you asked for the value of shtei kesef, and I acknowledge the value of a pruta, I would be chayiv, right? So raya to Shmuel. According to Rav, I wouldn't be chayiv even if it was about value, because I didn't have a kfiras atayin of shtei kesef. So lema tavi tiyufta de Rav, so isn't that a checkmate on Rav? So answers the Gemara, no, amalecha Rav, kulam asnis and shava, velitrazav shayni. Now the whole Mishnah is really about shava, it's really about asking for the value. But a litra zav is different. The case of litra zav is different. Why? Says Rashi, litra shayni, dekivan detano mishkal, vaday dafka katani. Look, when I'm asking for a certain weight of a metal, then I'm obviously asking for that metal. I'm not asking for the value of that metal. So what was the flaw in the raya against Rav? The flaw was we made an assumption that we proved conclusively that the case of litra zav must be a case of dafka. But we then made an assumption that if that case is dafka, the rest of the Mishnah must also be Dafka. Rav says, no, that case is Dafka, the rest of the Mishnah is a case of Shaveh. Right? So the case of Litrazov is Dafka, the rest is a case of Shaveh, and therefore you have no kashos on me. Teda, and the raya is the Katani Seifa. The Seifa goes on to say, Dinar Zahav Libiyadcha, you owe me a dinar of gold. And then you respond in L'chabiyadi el a dinar kesef. No, I only have a dinar kesef with trisus upundion upruto or other types of monies, whether it be copper money, whatever else. Chayiv, shakol min matbea achasein. In that case, you're going to be chayiv because we say, I'm asking for currency. I don't care about silver, gold, copper. I'm asking for currency. I'm asking for money. And since it's minted money, so granted, the quarter is not made out of the same material that the penny is made out of, but I'm not focused on the material of the money when I ask for the money. If we're talking about minted coins, I'm focused on the value, the monetary value of it, not the material. So iyam rapishlam shava. So if you're going to say that it's all about shava, that I'm asking for the value, misham hachi chayiv, then I understand why you're chayiv in that case. I asked you for a dinar zahav, you told me that you have a pruta, that you have a copper pruta. So why am I chayiv? Isn't that not miminataina? You have to say that I'm not asking for gold per se, I'm asking for the value of gold. Eliyam Dafka, but if you want to say, like Shmuel, that it's Dafka, that no, I'm asking for gold and you're being Moda, Dafka, copper, am I Chayev? Why should be Chayev in that case? It's not Miminataina. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya against Shmuel. Am Rabbi Elazar, Bishatana, Bedinar Madbeos, Vikamash Mulan, the Pruta, Bechal Madbea Isa. No, what it's telling me is that he was towing him, not gold, Dinar Matbeos, he was saying he was towing him minted money. That's the point. And the whole chiddush is that pruta is also considered minted money, even though it's a very low value type of minted money. But the whole point is that he's asking for minted money, that he's obviously not asking for these specific types. Dekanami and the raya that it's all about minted money, dekatani, because the Mishnah then explains itself, and it has those four magic words. Shakol min matbeya achas. Why does the Mishnah have to add those words in? It's telling you the only reason you're chayiv in that case is because he's not looking for those materials. He's looking for minted money. He's looking for the monetary value in the currency of the dinar zahav, and he's being moda by a pruta, the monetary value in the currency of a pruta. So all currency, a dollar, a quarter, a penny, it's all going to be considered the same thing since we're dealing with minted money. So therefore, Shmuel can say that the rest of the Mishnah is dafka. The rest of the Mishnah, when I ask you for shtei kesef and you're moda pruta, yeah, then I'm asking for silver, you're being moda copper. But the line where dafka said, where the Mishnah goes out of its way, I shouldn't use the word dafka, where the Mishnah goes out of its way to say, shakol min madbeya achas, that line is obviously not dafka. That line is obviously where he's looking for the value because he's looking for currency, and all currency is considered the same thing. V'rav, and Rav would say, no, you're misreading that line in the Mishnah. It shouldn't say shakol min matbeya achas, but rather shakol din matbeya achas. That's what the Mishnah really means to say. Shakol din matbeya achas. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi in the second skinny line, V'rav debay l'memer shava katani, hachi mifarish seifa, dekamer shakol min matbeya echad hu, kol matbeos hashnuyos kan din echad lahem. What it means to say is, all the coins mentioned in our Mishnah, all of the same din. Shafa katana shbehen yesh b'kadeh hoda'a l'chayv l'shvua. Even the smallest of the coins mentioned are enough of a hoda'a to be mechayiv him a shvua. Right, that the whole Mishnah is talking about Shave. The line Shakal Din Matbeya Achas is to teach me that even the least valuable coin mentioned in the Mishnah is at least a pruta, and therefore it's enough to enough of a hoda'a to be mechayev Shvua. Good. So that's the discussion. Now there's a famous chakira about shtei kesef in the Achronim, about this idea of shtei kesef. The Sefer Pri Moshe Simin Zayin. There's several volumes of Primosha. Primosha Ninyani Shvuos Umamon. And Simon Zion says as follows: Yesh Lachkar Mahu Hai Dina Shal Tvias Beis Kesef. He says we have a following Chakira to discuss in regards to the din of Tvias Beis Kesef. Ha'imu Din Shir Mamon, the Alfinu Mikra Dal Kazesh Shir Mamon Ikachiv Shvua. Is it a shir mamon that the Pasuk is teaching us that this is the shir of mamon that you need in order to be Chayav Shvua? Shir Mamon Bilvad. Or maybe no, maybe it's not about a shir per se of money, Eladin Mamun Chashuv, but rather it's about having a chashivus, having something that's a chashiva value of money. Dal tvias beis kesef dizet tvia chashuva, that a tvias beis kesef, it's not just that it's a din in a shir, but that's considered a chashiva tvia, and only for a chashiva tvia are we mizdakin lashbias a nitfa, will we cause the nishba to take the shvua. So he says, it seems that this chakira is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Toin, Halacha Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch in Sun Pechesiv Gimel, Debetanu Kelim lo be'in an shir shnei kesef, afilu pachs mipruta, that when you ask for Kelim, you don't need the value of shnei kesef. So what does that tell you? If it were a shir mamon, so why do you not need shnei kesef? The shir is shnei kesef, how do you get away with less than the shir? But if the issue is that no, that the point is, Shtei Kesef defines it as a Davar Chashuv. And in order to be Mechayev Yushvua, I have to be asking for a Davar Chashuv. So then I understand very well that when I'm dealing with money, money isn't Chashuv until I hit Shtei Kesef. But Kalim that have function as what they are, as a Machat or as whatever it is, it functions even though it happens to have a value of less than Shtei Kesef, could be Chashuv, even though it's less than Shtei Kesef. Shir Mamon? No, it definitely doesn't have. But Chashivos, that it has. So he says, that's the Shita of the Rambam. However, Tosos and Shul Islamites, quoting the Ktsos, Pechesef Katan Aleph, that even when I'm Toveya Kli, you still need Shia Shavapruta. You still need, and the Ktsos, and Ktsos writes, Kolzal Dashmul, the Sover, the Kesef, Balaharosh, the Tsarav, Dover Chashiv. Fine, so that machlokas, he says, that if shir is about whether shir, the base kesef, is a shir or a din chashivus. If it's a din shir, even by a kli, you need that shir. But if it's a din chashivus, then by a kli, you don't need that shir. Okay, the style of the Sefer Primoshes, he comes up with a chakira, and then he takes every machlokas rishonim on the sugya, and he says every machlokas rishonim somehow ties back to that chakira. So, you know, usually two out of the eight or nine, two or three of them are actually, you know, right. You know, they're actually mukhrach. But, you know, he throws everything against the wall and sees what sticks. So that, so he goes on and goes through all the entire sugya, all the machlokas and rishonim. But just to let you know what the chakira is, the chakira exists. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Lazar, lema mi desefek shmul mataritz, reishanami kishmul svirle. Now Rabbi Lazar suggested that the seifa, when Rabbi Lazar was explaining the case where I was looking for currency, Rabbi Lazar, which was just three lines ago in the Gemara, was trying to defend Shmuel. And he was saying that the case of the currency, the reason why that's called the real case of Melda B'mitzas, he was trying to explain it's all because it's about currency, and that fits in very nicely with Shmuel, who holds that the rest of the Mishnah is dafka, but the line about the currency is obviously not dafka, you're just looking for currency. So, wait a second, if Rabbi Lazar is working so hard to defend Shmuel, so Reishanami Kishmuel Svirle, then Rabbi Lazar must hold that the whole Mishnah reads like Shmuel, and Rabbi Lazar sides with Shmuel. So says Gemara, lo, Seifa dafka kadani shakol min rabbeya achas, Veresha karavo kishmuel. Now you can't lock Rabbi Lazar into one opinion or the other. Rabbi Lazar explains that the Seifa, yeah, the Seifa is dafka, like Shmuel, but the rest of the Mishnah could be going like Rav, could be going like Shmuel, could be talking about a case of dafka, could be talking about a case of shava. I mean, you can't derive what anybody's going to hold about all the cases in the Mishnah just from what they hold about one of the cases in the Mishnah. Tashima, let's bring another raya. Dinar zahav zahuv li biyadcha. What is Zahav Zahuv? So Zahav Zahuv means a golden minted coin. Not just gold. I'm looking for a golden minted coin that you have of mine. Ein lecha biyadi el dinar kesef. And I say, no, I only have a dinar of kesef. Chayiv. You're going to be chayiv in that case. Oh, time adomalei Zahav Zahuv. Hastam shavak amalei. Sounds like the only reason that I'm going to be chayiv is because I said specifically I'm looking for a minted coin. I'm looking for currency. But if I were to just come and say dinar zav libiyadcha, that you owe me dinar zav, and you say that you owe me dinar kesef, sounds like it would be shave, right? That it would not be dafka. So So stam case would be shava. So look at Rashi. Upirish diner zav zahuv haynu tavua. V'taymi mishum da kol min mat be'echad. And the reason why you're chayiv is because it's all min mat be'echad. V'avalei mamon ataina. Umiyu, but the bottom line is siyata l'ravu. This is actually a raya to rav. D'midi isrich lefrushe zahav zahuv. From the fact that you have to go out of your way to say a minted coin. Mechal d'masnisin t'tan diner zav stama. Sounds like when our Mishnah says diner zahav, that I'm looking for a diner zahav, sounds like that when Tanaim used that term, just diner zav, without saying zahav zahuv, shavakamar, that what I'm really asking for is the value of a diner zahav. Vishakal din matbe'a echad katani. And it says shakal din matbe'a echad, not shakal min matbe'a echad, but shakal din matbe'a echad. So we need to say for shava, reshanami shava. So if that's the case, if the case of gold is shava, the case where I'm looking for shtekes of must also be a case of shava, and not a case of dafka. Viktani resha shtekes of yeshu biyadcha in lechabiyadi al pruta pater. Valkarchim shum tlaka kfir shtekes of hu. So that ties all the way back to Rav. Again, what was Rav's original shita? That a tain of shtei kesef is not enough. How do I know a tain of shtei kesef is not enough? Because if when I'm asking for shtei kesef, I'm not particularly interested in silver, I'm looking for the value of shtei kesef, and you're moded to a pruta, the value of a pruta, so we have mimina taina, because I'm only looking for value, I'm not looking for dafka silver versus copper. We have mimina taina, what are we lacking? Why are you putter? What we're lacking is you didn't have shtei kesef plus a pruta in the tiny. There wasn't a kfiras shtei kesef. So that's a raya to Rav. So it says in where no. Amar Ravashi hachi kamar. Kala omar diner zav, kamar diner zav zahuv tami. No, when we quote this Tosefta, all it's saying is that whenever you say diner zav, that's the equivalent of saying zahav zahuv. Meaning it's not saying that, oh, only when you say zahav zahuv, that's when you mean minted money, but you say stam zahav, you don't mean minted money. No, when you say zahav, it's as if you said zahav zahuv. Tani Rebbe Chia l'siyure l'rav, Rebbe Chia tries to bring a riot to Rav as follows. Sela li biyadcha, you owe me a sela, ein lecha biyadi ela sela chaser beis kesef, and the person says, no, I owe you a sela minus shtei kesef, meaning I'm admitting to whatever amount, whatever it is, I'm being kofer, shtei kesef, chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv. Chaser ma'a pater. But if I say I'm being only kofer and ma'a, less than shtei kesef, then I'm pater. Isn't that an afna raya to Rav? Rav says you need the kfira sataina to be shtei kesef. And over here, the kfira sataina is shtei kesef. And if it's anything less than that, you're going to be pater. Amram Nachman Yitzchak Amr Shmuel lo shanu el betainas milva vodas lova. He says you should know this whole discussion of shtei kesef, of requiring the shtei kesef of the taina, or the kfiras taina, and the pruta of the hoda'a, that's only when you're dealing with a loan, with a case of a loan, somebody lending somebody money, or lav dafka a loan, but any sort of taina of modav mitzvahs. Meaning there are several types of cases where you're going to be chayiv shvua d'oraisa. Modav mitzvahs, you're chayiv shvua d'oraisa, you're also chayiv shvua d'oraisa when there's an eid echad against you. If there's an eid echad that says, you owe this person money, you have to take a shvua that you don't, right? So, do you have a minimum on the din of Eid Echad also? Does the Eid Echad have to testify about a minimum amount of money? Does he have to be testifying about a shtei kesef in order for you to be chayiv v'shvua? No, aval tainus milva v'adas Eid Echad, afilu lo tanu ala b'pruta chayiv. When it comes to the shvua that you take as a result of an Eid Echad coming against you, then even if the taina and even if the Eid Echad, the Eidus was only about a pruta, it's enough to be chayiv. My taima, why? D'chsiv lo yokum Eid Echad b'ish l'kalavon ul'kol chatas. L'kalavon ul'kol chatas hude'inu kam. That pasuk implies that an Eid Echad can't get you on kol avon v'kol chatas on averos and get you to be punished. Avol kamhu l'shvua. But to get you to take a shvua, that he can do. So it sounds like that whatever whatever shnei edim can get you to do, can get you to have to pay, whatever cases, shnei edim can get you to have to pay, an edach can get you to take a shvua. If shnei edim come to court and say that you owe a shavu pruta, you owe a shavu pruta, you got to pay a shavu pruta. So too, an edach comes to court and says you owe a shavu pruta, that's enough to be mechayev a shvua. You don't need the taina to be shnei kesef. The taina, we learn, kol makom sheshnai mechayev no samamon, edach mechayev Shvua, right, exactly that point. That any time shnei edim are going to be mechayev you mamon, one aid will be mechayev you a shvua. V'amrav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now, new, not so new. We said it before, but on a different note. In terms of defining mimin hataina, we said that you definitely need mimin hataina. If I come and I say, you owe me 10 watches, and you say, no, I only owe you one MP3 recorder. So those watches and MP3 recorders are not the same thing. It's not mimin hataina. That's not called modem mixas. Good? So now Shmuel says a chiddush. What if I say, you owe me 5 watches and 5 MP3 recorders? And you say, no, I only owe you one MP3 recorder. So is that, or 5 MP3 recorders for that matter, is that considered moda b'miktsas? Is that considered mimin hataina? Because after all, I never said anything about owing you watches. So is that called mimin hataina? So we said the din of Shmuel, that Shmuel holds, yes it is. Where does that din of Shmuel come from? It's this line of Gemara. V'am Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Tanu chitinu sa'orin, v'hodu lo be'echon mehen chayiv. If I look for chitin and sa'orin, and a moda on one of them, so you're going to be chayiv. A moda only on the chitin, not the sa'orin, or only the sa'orin, not the chitin, you're going to be chayiv. Amalor Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yiyasher, v'chein om Rabbi Yochanan. Givaldik, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. He was all excited. Rabbi Yochanan held the same way. So Machal de Palagale Reish Lakish. Why would you make a big deal that Rabbi Yochanan held that way if Reish Lakish also held that way? It must be that Reish Lakish disagreed. Meaning the bar plucked of Rabbi Yochanan must have not held that way. Otherwise, you wouldn't just say Rabbi Yochanan holds that way. You would say, Givaldik, everyone holds that way. So it implies that Reish Lakish disagrees. So Ika da Amri Mishahav Shaile Vishasikle. Some say that when Reish Lakish would disagree, he would have the following practice. Rashi explains that this was a typical practice of his. When Rabbi Yochanan would say something in the Beis Medrash, Reish Lakish wouldn't say anything until Rabbi Yochanan got it all out of his system, said everything that he wanted to say and explained it and gave all of his svaras and his rayas and everything else. And then, once he was done, okay, you're done, then Reish Lakish would be chalik on him. So what happened was, Rabbi Yitzchak left the Beis Medrash before he heard whether Reish Lakish was actually chalik on him. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yashar v'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan, meaning, I have no idea what Reish Lakish held, because I couldn't stay that long. You know, I stayed till Rabbi Yochanan finished his piece, but then I had to get out, so I never got to hear. Reish Lakish basically held his piece. Very often, this is a tremendous musr, because very often someone says something you disagree with, you want to jump down their throat, you don't want to let them finish. He was like, what are you talking about? That's not true, and that right is not true. No, wait till he finishes, right? That's what the Gemara says. That's why we're passing like the Beis Hillel, not like the Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel always comes second. The first the Beis Shammai, only once the Beis Shammai said their piece, then the Beis Hillel said, okay, I heard that argument, now here's what I think. Only when they're able to process the other side. That's a major yisod, just in terms of developing an opinion, that your opinion is made stronger by knowing the opinion of those who disagree with you, because then you could properly evaluate, you know, whatever counter-arguments there are to your opinion. That's how some of the Rishonim explain why it is that when a Sanhedrin comes to unanimous opinion that we don't follow, if it's kula l'chayiv, we're not going to be mechayiv somebody. If the entire Sanhedrin says someone's chayiv misa, why not? Because their opinion is worthless if they haven't heard anyone who argues with them. Only when you hear somebody who argues with you is your opinion of such value. So anyway, so some say that would be Reish Lakish's practice. He would sit there quietly. Others say that when Reish Lakish would drink water in the Beis Medrash while Rabbi Yochanan was speaking as a way of controlling himself, he can't speak with water in his mouth. So to hold it in, he would drink water the whole time. Okay, whatever the practice was, that's why Rabbi Yitzchak had no idea what Reish Lakish really held. But bottom line is, Shmuel's din, and apparently Rabbi Yochanan agreed with this, is that if I ask for A and B, and you're moda A and not B, that's still called mimin hataina. So let's bring a raya to this. If I ask for chitin and you're moda in sa'orin, you're pater. So why you pater? Because obviously it's not mimin hataina. I only asked for chitin, you were only moda sa'orin. Ram Gamliel mechayev, and Ram Gamliel is going to say you're chayev, because Ram Gamliel doesn't hold of the whole din of mimin hataina. Ram Gamliel doesn't think you need mimin hataina. Time of the Tanu Chitin Vadala Basarin. Sounds like the whole reason is because I asked for Chitin and you were Moda Sa'orin. But had I asked Chitin Usa'orin, had I asked for both Chitin and Sa'orin Vadala Bechaman, and you would have been Moda on one of them, Chayiv. Sounds like it would be Chayiv. That's why we Dafka gave a case, when we wanted to give a case where it's not Mimin Ataina, where I only ask for Chitin and you're only Moda Sa'orin. Why didn't we want to give a case where I ask for Chitin and Sa'orin and you're Moda one of them? Because that is Mimin Ataina, a Raya to Shmuel. That's called Mimin Ataina. So it says, says Gemara, lo, who adin dafilu chitin asar nami pater. Even if I ask for chitin and sar, and then you're molded one of them, it's not called mimenatayin, you'd be pater. V'haiduka miflugi b'chitin, the reason why we pick the case of chitin, lo diacha kochud Rav Gamliel, to say that even in that case, where it's so clearly not mimenatayin, still Rav Gamliel is going to say you're chayiv. So we want to emphasize the strength of Rav Gamliel's opinion, who doesn't require mimenatayin at all. So generally speaking, whenever you have two opinions and we can phrase the case to emphasize one or the other, generally the rule is we want to emphasize the one that has the greater koach, the one that takes more shtalt, the one that takes a little more strength to be able to formulate. So generally speaking, throughout all of Shas, we always say, koach de hetera adif. Anyone could be machmir. So we want to always emphasize the one who's mekel. We don't want to always emphasize the shita of the more mekel opinion, because that's what took some real strength to say. Right? So over here, what are we doing? We're emphasizing the shita of Rav Gamliel, who's mechayev a shvua, even when it's not miminataina. So is that a koach teira? It's not a koach teira. He's mechayev a shvua. So what is it exactly? So apparently, the Koach, he says, if you look at Tosos, lo diacha koach d'Rav Gamliel, de kocho adif, de milsa d'rabbanan havi koach de p'tur. So the koach l'chiyuv is greater than the koach l'p'tur. Why? What's the pshat? Because when you're talking about a shvua, if you were playing it safe with a shvua, you don't take it. Right? It's not called playing it safe. You don't risk taking the shvua. So if Rav Gamliel is going to hold your chayev shvua, that takes more strength, that takes more guts to say that you're chayev shvua. Whatever the default position is when you're not sure what to do, that's always going to be the weaker koach. Whatever the position that goes against what you would do when you don't know, against the default, that's the koach. Why is koach teira adif? Because normally when you have a safek daraisa, Aruch Lener explains this at the beginning of Masechta Beis, that normally when you have a safek daraisa, the halacha is that you go l'chumrah. So koch datera adif. If you can come in with a koch datera, that's much better. That's what some of the Acharonim say. If the issue is an issue d'rabbanan, then koch d'yisura adif. Then since the default position would have been to be mekel anyway, if you didn't know what to do, so the koch of isra would be better. So here, when you have a suffix on a shvua, generally speaking, what are you doing in the suffix on a shvua? You're cautious. You don't go and take a shvua. So the koach of the one who's mechayiv a shvua is adif. Okay, tashma, another raya. Tanu kelim v'karkaos v'hoda b'kelim v'kafer b'karkaos. Let's say I asked for kelim and karka, but keep in mind there's a rule. In addition to the miminataina rule, there is another rule that we don't take a shvua on karka. Karka doesn't enter into the picture when it comes to shvua moda b'miktsas, right? So I ask for kelim and karka, and you are moda to the kelim, but you're kof for the karka, or b'karkos for kof for b'kelim. You're moda to the karka, and you deny the kelim. Potter, you can be potter. Hoda b'miktsas karkaos potter. Let's say you're moda only to part of the karka, and you're kof for everything else, then you're potter. B'miktsas kelim chayiv. But if you're moda to some of the kelim, you kofer the rest of the kelim and the karka, then you're chayiv. Why? Because you're moda b'miktsas on the kelim itself, so you're chayiv a shvua on that moda b'miktsas, and once you're taking a shvua on the kelim, so we make you take a shvua on the karka as well. Time of the kelim karkaos to karka lav bashvuahi. So the whole reason for this halacha, the whole foundation of those last few lines, is because karka is not something you could take a shvua on. Hakelim v'kelim dumya de kelim v'karkaos chayiv. But had I asked for kelim and kelim, which would be similar to kelim v'karkaos, what does that mean, which would be similar? Kelim of different types. I ask you for some watches and some MP3 players. I ask you for two different things. Sounds like if you're just moda in one of them and kofer the other one, you'd be chayiv. So that's a raya to Shmuel. That if I ask for chitin asaron and you're moda to one or the other, that's called miminataini. You're going to be chayiv. So says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Who adin dafilu kelim v'kelim nami pater? Really, you're pater even when I ask for kelim v'kelim. Vadik tani kelim v'karkos, who wants to teach me a chiddush by giving a case of karka. Kamashmuel d'chihodu b'miksas kelim chayiv af ala karkos. The chiddush is that even though I was only moda b'miksas hakelim and I didn't say a word about the karka, now I'm going to be chayiv to take a shvua not only on the kelim but on the karka as well. So what's the chiddush of that line? Zokikin? What the chiddush is that once I'm taking a shvua anyway, so zokikin, we impose on him a shvua about something that he normally would not have to take a shvua about. Tanina, we already know this. We already know this. It's clear above Mitzia like this. So why do I need that to be taught here in Masechta Shavuos? So it says Gemara, Ha Iker Hahi Agav Grara Nasva. Now over here is where we really learn that halacha. It's a halacha in Hilchos Shavuos. So over here is where the Mishnah teaches the halacha. Other Mishnayos may have mentioned it Derech Agav, but over here where we're learning about Shavuos, this is the source of that halacha. So far we had Shmuel Shita, that if I ask for Chitin Sa'orin and you admit to one or the other, that's called Mimina Taina. Rabbi Chiya Baraba
says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, no. Tanu Chitin Sa'orin v'hadla b'achas man, pater.
If I ask for Chitin Sa'orin and you mold it to one of them, you're pater. That's not called Mimina Taina. Aye, how could you say Rabbi Yochanan holds your pater? Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yashav Echinam Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak get all excited before that when he heard Shmuel's din? He said, oh, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. Now you're telling Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. How could that be? Says Gemara, what do you mean? How could it be? It happens all the time. Amarayim, Ninueli, but Rabbi Yochanan. There are two Amarayim that disagree about what Rabbi Yochanan actually said. Many great Rabbanim said things and people disagree later on about what they actually said. Tashma would bring a raya. So these rayas should sound familiar to us, because we're just bringing the same rayas that we brought to prove for Shmuel are going to be rayas against Rabbi Yochanan. So Tashma, Tanu Chitin Vadal B'Sa'orin Pater, Rabbi Gamliel B'Chayef. If I ask for Chitin Yomod B'Sa'orin, so your Pater, Rabbi Gamliel says you're Chayef. Time of the Tanu Chitin Vadal B'Sa'orin, Chitin B'Sa'orin Vadal B'Echanan Chayef. Sounds like it's only because I asked for one, I asked for A and you were Moda B, but if I asked for A and B and you were Moda A, sounds like you'd be chayiv, so isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? So says, no, who had in dafilu chitin asar nami pater? You'd be pater even if I asked for A and B, and you were moda just A. V'haydik tani hachi lo diach kol for the Rabbi Gamliel. Why does it give me a case where I only ask for A? To tell you, even when I only ask for A and you are moda B, Rabbi Gamliel is still going to say you're chayiv, because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of the whole idea of mi min ha-taina, right? We saw that whole discussion. Tashma, we saw this one as well. Tanu kelim v'karkos v'adala b'kelim v'karkos 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 Bekelim Pater. If I ask for Kelim and Karka, and you remote one or the other, so you're Pater. Hoda b'miktsas Karka, Pater. If you admitted to part of the Karka, Pater. B'miktsas Kelim, if you admitted to part of the Kelim, Chayiv. Time of the Kelim v'karkos v'karka lav bashvuahi. Ha'kelim v'kelim, dum you the Kelim v'karkos, Chayiv. The only reason that you're Pater is because I asked for Kelim and Karka, but had I asked for Kelim and other types of Kelim, Kelim type A and Kelim type B, sounds like even though you're only moda on Kelim type A, you'd be chayiv, that's called mimina taina, says which is again against Rabbi Yochanan and like Shmuel. And so Gemara, no, who had in dafil kelim kelim nami pater, vaka mashmalin, the hod the mimixes kelim chayiv afal karkos. Now the whole chiddush is that you're chayiv once you're taking the shvua when you were moda in mixas a kelim, you're going to have to take the shvua on the karka as well. My kamashman, zokin tanina, zokin asim lechasim sheishon or chayis lishavalein. What's the chiddush of that? That once you're taking a shvua anyway, it would make you take a shvua on things that you normally wouldn't have to take a shvua on. We already know that. Now over here is the primary place where we actually learn that halacha. Okay, that's a dafyomi bonus. We just got 23 lines. Eisfir Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Tanu shor v'hodelo b'seh. If I say you owe me an ox and you say no, I owe you a sheep, seva hodelo b'shor or vice versa, potter. You can be potter. Tanu b'shor v'seh. But if I ask for an ox and a sheep, and you're moda that you owe me a sheep, you're chayiv. So isn't this a raya to Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan? No, that's going like Rabbi Gamliel, who says that you don't need minataina at all. But it has nothing to do with machlok Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, which is within the sheet of the Rabbanan. So it says, no, I Rabbi Gamliel, I feel reishanami. Wait a second, if it's going like Rabbi Gamliel, then even when I ask for an ox and you're moda a sheep, Rabbi Gamliel should say you're chayiv, because Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold you need minataina at all. Ella hamani admonhi. So rather, we have to say that this is going like Admon, who holds you need mimina taina, but still when you're towing shnayim and you're moda be'echad mehem chayiv. But you have to be towing shnayim. So it's going like Admon, that when I just ask for one and you tell me you owe me a different kind, that's when it's going to be pater. V'lo d'chuyim adchina lach, and you should know that when I tell you it's going like Admon, I'm not just trying to fetch out a teretz for you. Ela talmud aruchu b'pivshal Rabbi Yochanan hamani Admon hi. This was actually even before you asked this question. We always said that this goes like Admon. Rabbi Yochanan would always say that this goes like Admon. Am Rav Anan Amar Shmuel tanu chitin v'kadam v'hodala b'sa'orin im kemarim chayiv. Im kemiskavin pater. If someone says, hey, you owe me wheat, and I right away say, I owe you barley. So if I did it because I knew that you were about to claim barley from me also, and I quickly wanted to give a hoda'ah that was something you didn't claim so that I won't be chayav shvuah, so then I'm going to be chayav shvuah anyway. But if you were done speaking, you said you owe me wheat, is that it? Okay. No, I owe you barley, so I'm not trying to get out of anything, so then be pater. V'amar Rav, even though later you say, no, of course you owe me barley also, right? Then that's too late. I'm already pater. V'amar Rav, number Shmuel, Tanu Shtei Machtin, V'hod L'Abachs Men Chayev, V'fich Yatsu Kelim Nashahein. If I ask for two functional needles and you say that you only owe me one of them, even though they're worth way less than Shtei Kesef, still, since they're functioning Kelim, that's going to be Chayev. V'amar Rav, Papatanu Kelim Upruta, V'hod L'Bekelim V'kafu Bepruta, pater. If I ask for Kelim and the pruta, and I'm molded the kelim, but I deny the pruta, you're pater. Hold the pruta for kafir b'kelim, chayiv. But if he admits to the pruta and denies the kelim, he's chayiv. Chada k'rav v'chada k'shmuel. And on the one hand, he holds like Rav, on the one hand, like Shmuel. What does that mean? Chada k'rav damar k'firas tayin shtei kesef. On the one hand, he holds like Rav, that you need the k'firah to be shtei kesef. The k'firah satayin needs to be shtei kesef. That's like Rav. And chada k'shmuel, but the other shita that we've been discussing today, of Shmuel, which is defining min atayinah, damar tanu chitim son v'ad v'abachs min chayiv, that's going like Shmuel. So he holds like Shmuel in that regard. How do we pass on this? Do we pass on like Shmuel, or do we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan? This machlok is Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan in defining min ataina. So Tosa says we pass on like Shmuel. Normally when you have Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, you pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Tosa says, yeah, but over here it's not Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. It's Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, it was a machlok as what Rabbi Yochanan said. It was two Amoraim who disagreed about it. One, Rabbi Yitzchak thought Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Shmuel. So it's not straight up Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. Plus, Rav Nachman agrees with Rabbi Yochanan and Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini. Agrees with Shmuel and Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini, and therefore we're going to pass on like Shmuel in this case. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots. Bezer Hashem tomorrow.